This is Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole, with your host Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Sue and Cole provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here with the financial information you need are Sue and Cole.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management, and joining me today is my mom, Sue Bushka, from Bushka Retirement Solutions, as well as our co-host, Tony Shore. Now, listeners, if at any point during the show you want to get more information, feel free to give us a call at 715-355-4445 or visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. And of course, while you're at the website, make sure to check out the radio and TV show pages. You can check out some of those previous episodes out there if you've missed any. And of course, for the radio show, you can also subscribe to the program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. So make sure you do that to stay up to date with all of our recent episodes as they become available. Now, we all have a vision for our retirements. Maybe it's sleeping in followed by late breakfasts on the porch, or maybe it's more time at the lake cabin, or it could be spending your days, you know, painting Star Wars miniatures. But whatever your ideal vision for retirement is, there's always a danger that reality won't live up to your expectations. It's common for retirees to have some regrets, whether big or small. And that's not to say they regret retiring or that their retirement is unhappy, but rather the regret is born of the idea that, boy, if I just made this little strategy tweak, my retirement would be even better. Perhaps working just one more year would have completely changed your financial picture during retirement. Or perhaps holding off on filing for Social Security would have made a big difference. So during today's show, we're going to address some of the common things that retirees say they regret. But before we get into today's topic, let's say hello to everyone here with me today, Sue and Tony. Tony, how are we doing today?
Well, I'm doing great, but I was trying to hold back the laughter when you said painting Star Wars miniatures.
I know that's how you're going to spend your time in retirement, Tony.
Welcome to the Geek Squad show, right?
Absolutely.
The nerd herd right here. That's awesome, though. Hey, people are into it. I just was talking to a guy the other day. He's 36. And he paints these little miniature figures that go with this game Warhammer. That's his main hobby. Like, wow. I'm like, oh my gosh.
That's crazy.
You're a little
huh?
old to be doing that, I thought. But, you know, we all have our habits and
that's
our hobbies,
right.
That's for sure. But
absolutely.
I've been great. You know, this past weekend, I went to the Minnesota State Fair, which is called the Great Minnesota Get Together. And I know people in Wisconsin groan when you say Minnesota, but it is the second largest state fair in the United States and one of the largest fairs, period, in the U.S. And if you go by daily attendance, not total attendance, it has set the record. In fact, the day I went this year, I believe it set the all-time record at 230,000 people in one day.
Jeez.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, but the food is what we're talking about there. I mean, mm-hmm. deep-fried everything.
Yes,
they have deep-fried Twinkies.
Oh, boy.
I had some cheese curds, pork chop on a stick, the roasted corn. the list goes on. Basically, what it is it's healthy eating, a day of healthy eating.
Yes, definitely.
And if you eat a deep-fried Twinkie, you can actually feel your arteries harden as you eat.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, right?
Are you hungry yet? What was that, Sue?
Yeah. I know. Whenever I go to the fair, I eat my way all the way down the midway.
yeah, it's great.
It's the only way to do it.
Yeah, that's it. Well, but how about you guys? Sue, how have you been?
I've been great. Just busy. It's starting to get a little cooler now. You can kind of feel fall setting in, which is kind of sad in a way, but the weather is still beautiful, so
yeah,
still enjoying it.
Well, I think the fall weather is the best we get. Here in the Midwest, and so I love it for that. Although I do miss summer. You hate the fact that summer's already over.
It's crazy, so fast.
To think about that, how fast it went. I wish it would hang around for a while longer, even though fall is my favorite season. Fall lasts even, it's even shorter than summer, really.
I know.
Right here, it's
know,
like
right?
fall and spring are the best times of the year weather-wise, but it's like, is it 2 weeks now?
Yeah, it's about two weeks of spring and two weeks of fall?
And then, what, 9 months of winter?
Basically.
That's not right. There's nothing right about that.
I know.
But, Cole, next time you head down to Florida, I'm going to, Cole and Sue, both of you, I'm going to just tag along because I.
Sounds good.
In the wintertime, especially January or February, that's when I don't want to be here.
I know. Those are the two worst.
And Cole, how have you been?
Doing well. You know, obviously we are very busy over here and we've got some exciting stuff going on, but you know, like everybody else said, just trying to enjoy the last bit of warm weather here before we start to turn a little cooler and getting all your year end or summer end projects done and all that fun stuff, yard work and all that, you know, got to wrap it all up.
Yep.
Coming to a close here pretty soon.
Yeah, well, for sure. That makes sense. Now, today's topic, I obviously want to avoid retirement regrets. So, Sue, what do you have for us on this topic?
Well, Tony, there was a U.S. News and World Report article entitled The 10 Biggest Regrets of Retirees, and it does offer up perspectives from current retirees that I think might be really valuable for our listeners, whether you're nearing retirement or you're already enjoying it. Now, the first regret many retirees confess is not saving more money before they chose to retire. Now, remember, once you're officially retired, paychecks, bonuses, and healthcare benefits vanish. And for many, once they begin feeling the reality of no longer having a paycheck, they really regrets start to kick in. And the article quotes a 66-year-old retiree from Michigan who said that he'd wished he'd saved 10% of what he earned during his career and then invested that money wisely. Now, the article also notes that he's far from alone in that sentiment. There was a 2023 consumer sentiment track from Lincoln Financial Group, and they determined that more than 60% of retirees say they'd go back and do things differently when they think about how they planned for their retirement.
Well, you make a great point. I would have guessed that some retirees have regrets about how they prepared for retirement. I know I wish I'd started saving 10% of what I was earning back when I was 21. But 60%, that's a pretty stark number.
Absolutely. It really is. And saying yes too often is the next retirement regret that many older Americans report having. A common reason some retirees don't have enough money saved is that they too often said yes to requests for money from family and friends. The article shared a 2022 retiree reflections survey from the Employee Benefit Research Institute that asked retirees a broad question about what they'd change about their financial habits earlier in life, knowing what they know now. And while many respondents talked about saving and investing, many brought up their relationships. One said they'd wish they'd, quote, dumped my deadbeat boyfriend much earlier. And another explained they'd lend less money to friends who never ended up paying it back. Now, during my career, I've had some uncomfortable conversations with clients who were so generous to their friends and family that they were putting their own financial strategy and retirement goals at risk. Now, I understand how difficult and even how gut-wrenching saying no can be, but sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do, right?
Oh, for sure. It's human nature, though, to want to help your kids or a close friend, but like you say, saying yes to every request, that can lead to financial trouble. And I know saying no is hard, but to borrow your phrase, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. And I think the example is in the airlines, when you take a flight, they always tell you to put on your own mask before you help your kids or the elderly,
right?
You got to help yourself first. And I think by not, you know, by sacrificing money you need for retirement, you're not doing your kids any favor, actually.
Well, that's right. And while inflation is difficult to project while you're planning for retirement, some current retirees wished that they'd crafted a financial strategy for retirement that anticipated higher prices on things like groceries, gas, and utilities. Now, don't forget that before COVID, the United States spent about a decade with nearly non-existent inflation. But as I'm sure many of you know well, during the pandemic, prices soared and many remain high. Now, for some, higher prices on the goods and services we all need makes retirement a lot more difficult. Now, in the 2022 Retiree Reflection Survey I mentioned a moment ago, inflation was cited as a financial concern by 54% of retirees. And that number is nothing compared to what the 2024 U.S. Retirement Survey from the global asset management firm Schroders uncovered. Now, in that survey, nearly 90% of respondents reported that they're concerned that inflation will lessen the value of their assets. And the article
theorizes.
And the article theorizes that inflation concerns may be one of the reasons that data from industry group LIMRA shows annuity sales have significantly surged in the last handful of years.
Yeah, and building a financial strategy that accounts for the possibility of higher prices during retirement and inflation, that's an excellent reason to work with someone like yourselves, financial services professionals, because you have to factor in inflation.
Absolutely. That's completely true, Tony. And many retirees also report that they waited too long to begin planning. The 24th annual Transamerica Retirement Survey of Workers from June of this year found that baby boomers were a median age of 35 before they began saving money for retirement beyond their employer account. Now, clearly, that means those workers missed out on many years of compounding gains for their retirement savings. In addition to a delayed start on savings, some retirees also neglected important planning activities. The Schroeder survey found that 63% of retirees wish they'd been more diligent.
Yeah, well, of course. I think we all have regrets. I wish I would have known, or I wish I would have done this. And you have to do it. It's time probably for our listeners to learn how they can get a hold of you and set up that consultation if they have questions or want to get their own plan in place.
Well, Tony, they can give us a call at 715-355-4445, or they can visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com.
All right, and we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to be right back with more of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole.
Do you feel prepared for retirement? Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka work to help people navigate the uncertainties of retirement strategies. If you would like help understanding complex topics like Social Security, tax deferral, or growing your nest egg, visit their website at retirewithbushka.com or give their office a call at 715-355-4445.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. And I'm here with our hosts, Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka. Cole and Sue, great show so far today. We've been covering a lot of ground. I know that you were talking about some of the regrets that current retirees have, and you touched on not saving enough, maybe saying yes to family too often, or your adult children paying for too much, ignoring inflation, and waiting too long to plan. You've got to start as soon as possible. It's been a good one so far. What do you have next for us, Sue?
Well, that U.S. News and World Report article that I had mentioned in the first segment has more interesting insights that we'd like to discuss. Now, the next of which is underestimating healthcare expenses. Now, I can tell you from experience that healthcare costs often catch a lot of retirees completely by surprise. About half of retirees told Schroeder's 2024 U.S. Retirement Survey that they went into retirement under the belief that Medicare would cover many more of their health care expenses than it actually does. Now, additionally, 36% of people who were surveyed by the Employee Benefit Research Institute noted that health care expenses are a financial concern that causes them ongoing anxiety. Now, as an example, the article highlights a retiree from Virginia who confessed that the costs that come with Medicare itself caught her off guard. Now, while her research told her that Medicare Part A is free, she didn't realize Medicare Part B has a monthly premium for both her and her husband. Now, this year, that premium is about $175 per person.
Well, and luckily, a lot of financial professionals out there are well positioned to help you design a strategy for Medicare and other health care needs, like yourselves there, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's why we've got, you know, our resident advisors on healthcare here in the office, both in Wausau and Eau Claire. We've got Doug over here in Wausau and then Dylan over in Eau Claire, which help field those questions and provide guidance to our clients in relation to Medicare. So, yes, we've got that all in office. Now, other retirees regret not having secured long-term care insurance before they retired, when policies obviously would have been more affordable. More than 25% of people surveyed in the 2023 National Bureau of Economic Research working paper named not securing long-term care insurance as one of their biggest retirement regrets. Currently, the median cost of a private room in a nursing home is about $116,000 a year, according to the 2023 New York Cost of Care Survey. Now, if you spend just 3 years in an assisted living facility and 2 years in a nursing home, you could be looking at more than $350,000 of care costs. Medicare doesn't cover expenses for ongoing custodial care, but long-term care policies do. But if you wait too long to purchase a policy, you may be ineligible for coverage, or the premiums may be just extremely expensive. Now, be aware that you have options beyond long-term care coverage. There's things like asset-based long-term care insurance, which, of course, is a life insurance policy that allows you to leverage your death benefit to pay for nursing care costs. And there are a variety of other options out there for long-term care planning as well. So, of course, if you haven't discussed that with a financial professional, now is the time to give us a call to discuss that.
Yeah. Yeah, I would encourage our listeners to pick up the phone, give your team a call there, get your questions answered, get a plan in place. And you guys have talked about this on previous shows, but long-term care policies can be complicated. Obviously, timing is important. And like you just said, there are options available beyond standard long-term care policies these days, right, Sue?
That's right. And the next regret, Tony, is the article addresses is keeping two homes. Now, you don't need me to tell you that many people want to head off to warm and sunny climates during retirement while maintaining bonds with family and friends in their home community. And that may mean keeping two homes. Now, while that may seem like the simplest strategy, the associated costs can cause trouble for your retirement budget. Now, the article highlights a woman who purchased a mobile home in Florida and a mobile home in her native Michigan, thinking it would be an affordable way to divide her time between those two communities. But it wasn't long before she decided to sell both mobile homes and build a sturdy Florida home designed to withstand hurricane weather. Now, while she misses her friends back in Michigan, she's clear that she, you know, wouldn't have been able to afford her current Florida home if she'd kept that Michigan property.
Interesting. And I'm glad you brought that up. And, you know, if you buy a place in Florida, chances are your family and friends won't have any qualms about visiting from Michigan, or I'm going to throw in visiting from Minnesota. Hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I'm not going to name James Cole, Bruner.
Right.
So, but especially in the winter. In fact, it's funny, we were joking about that earlier. I mean, January and February, Yeah, that's when I want friends who have a place in Florida, right?
Absolutely. Everybody does.
Right.
For sure. Now, the next common regret, investing unwisely, is another one that we've heard quite a bit throughout the years. Respondents to the Retiree Reflection Survey said that they'd wished they'd used a Roth IRA rather than just traditional retirement accounts. They also wish they'd invested aggressively rather than speculatively when they were younger. Now, withdrawals from traditional IRAs are subject to income tax because you make your initial contribution with pre-tax dollars, while Roths provide tax-free withdrawals because you pay the taxes on your initial initial contribution with after-tax dollars. I want to be clear that Roths aren't the right fit for everyone, especially if there's a good chance that you'll end up in a lower tax bracket in retirement. Now, interestingly, many respondents admitted that they didn't know that a percentage of their Social Security income is subject to taxes.
So, and you've talked about this on previous shows, if investing is part of your financial strategy, it's essential to do so only when working with somebody like yourselves, a financial services professional. Because investing comes with risks and rewards, and there are plenty of ins and outs, pros and cons, rules and regulations. Don't try to navigate that world on your own. Even if it's just doing a Roth conversion, you have to work with a professional who's a fiduciary, and you guys do a good job with that for your clients.
Well, Tony, and also filing for Social Security too soon is another regret that many retirees say they have. While the current full retirement age for most Americans fall between 66 and 67, the Social Security Administration permits people to begin receiving benefits as soon as you turn 62. But doing so is going to cost you because your monthly payment could be slashed by as much as 30%, and that benefit reduction is permanent. A factor that came as a surprise to the 49% of respondents in the 2022 Social Security Consumer Survey from Nationwide Research Institute, who were under the mistaken belief that benefits automatically go up once they reach their full retirement age. Now, moreover, people who keep working while receiving early Social Security benefits may have them reduced even more if their income exceeds certain parameters.
Sure, and I think you also make a great point there. As Social Security is another thing we've covered a lot on past shows because it's such a huge part of any financial, especially retirement income plan. So, Cole, once again, how can our listeners find out more about that?
Absolutely. They can give us a call, Tony, at 715-355-4445, or they can go to our website, retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbuska.com. And, of course, at the website, you can check out all sorts of different various resources that we have out there, including that ability to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation consultation, either in our WASA office, our Eau Claire office, or virtually if that works better for you.
All right. So, Sue and Cole, you've been discussing some of these common retirement regrets that current retirees have shared with researchers. And these regrets include not saving enough money before retirement. That's an obvious one. I think we all wish we'd save more. Not building a thorough strategy for retirement health care. That's a biggie. And filing too early for Social Security. And that's where that Social Security maximization report comes in that you can run for people that's personalized to show them when their individual sweet spot is and best time to file is. What do you have for us next, Sue?
Well, I recently came across an ARP article entitled Three New Ways That Medicare is Supporting Family Caregivers. And that, I think, has some potentially very useful information. Now, as I'm sure some of our listeners have experienced themselves, family caregivers often find themselves in that role with little to no notice, which means that they have to learn to be a caregiver on the fly. Now, I always think of it like bringing home your first child from the hospital. You have to take care of this baby, but wow, how do I take care of this baby?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. I'm just thinking about that question. I was remembering when Sarah and I brought Adam home, and they're like, what do we know about raising a child? And I think that every couple, when they have their first child. But those first few weeks at home are interesting. But it's also a reminder, Sue, that when we care about something, we can overcome our fears and nervousness and get the job done. Right, Cole?
That is true. That is true. And also in April of 2023, President Biden signed an executive order designed to offer support to the country's nearly 48 million caregivers. It included more than 50 directives to federal agencies to identify ways to better support caregivers who provide what the AARP itself estimated in 2021 to be more than $600 billion in unpaid labor caring for family and friends. Now, the first way Medicare is offering support to caregivers is via payments to provide training to family caregivers. Under a rule that took effect at the beginning of this year, clinical psychologists, nurse practitioners, physical therapists, and other caregivers can bill Medicare for the time they spend training family caregivers. Now, people who are helping their aging relatives with important jobs like giving injections, managing medications, and changing bandages are now free to ask medical providers questions about what they need to know and do.
And it's important to understand these things. I mean, we've covered a lot today, but all great information. If our listeners do have more questions, Cole, how can they reach you?
Well, Tony, they can give us a call at 715-355-4445, or they can reach out to us via our website, retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. And, of course, they can check out all sorts of great information and resources out there, as well as scheduling that complimentary no-obligation consultation in Wausau, Eau Claire, or virtually.
All right. Well, Sue and Cole, thank you so much. Great show today. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Thank you for listening to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Sue and Cole at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Call 715-355-4445. Or visit them online at retirewithbushka.com. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.